maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
We're here today with John Tanchevsky, and he is the CEO of the Community First Credit Union. Good day.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. John, first and foremost, as we become adults or as we grow older, I think the most important, one of the exciting things that we have to look forward to is when we get that ATM card, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the most liberating things when you can actually manage your own money and you can buy things and spend things. It's a great feeling to have.
And it's a scary feeling too, isn't it?
Only if you own money. So that's why as a credit union, we do encourage thrift or the concept of saving. So the more you save, the better you'll be.
And I guess the most important relationship that we have to build on as we get into adulthood is the one with our banks.
Yeah, and it's interesting you use the word bank. So in Australia, we have this notion of the banking sector, which includes banks, building societies and credit unions. Now, we're all regulated by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, and then you have other people who provide, you know, bits and pieces of service. So absolutely, once you create that relationship with your bank, building society or credit union, it should be a lifelong relationship, and you'll have lots of choices and lots of opportunities to know that your money's safe, but also helps you grow and plan for the future.
Because it's someone that you can run to when you need a short-term loan, a personal loan, to buy your car, or the most important of all is to buy your first home.
Yeah, look, and remember that ATM card, when you get your first job, gives you access to go out and spend some money, but then you need to save for that first car, and credit unions have a proud history of personal loans for cars, and I know our credit card and car loan rates are amongst the best in Australia. You then have the notion of I need to save for, you know, that mortgage, that inevitable point of time where you want to move out or buy a property, and we know how expensive property prices are in Sydney. So you need these relationships with people to advise you along the way and say, hey, how much do I need to save? How am I going to get there? How much can I afford? And now how do I go about paying it off as fast as I possibly can?
Now, offhand, when we talk about banks and we hear about news related to banks and the banking rates and home loans, the first thing that comes into our minds as ordinary citizens are the big four banks.
Yeah, and that's just simply because of the size of the big four banks and their history. But as I said, in Australia, regardless of whether you live in Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, or in Darwin, you'll have access to a credit union, you'll have access to some regional building societies. So you have many choices and there are options available to consumers to consider for their future financial needs. And obviously, being a credit union member, I prefer to bank with my credit union.
So these are what you call the customer-owned banking?
Yeah, we're the customer-owned banking sector. So we don't exist for shareholders. So every dollar in profit we make, we pay full rates of tax, but every dollar of profit we make goes back to the consumer in fairer fees, higher standards of service, or, you know, more simplicity in the product offering.
And you're asking the help of ordinary citizens, Australians, to remind our MPs to...
Yeah, we've got to remind, as MPs, we actually have choice in Australia, and the credit union sector wants a level playing field. And the more level playing field and the more competition they put into place, the more we can hold those big banks to account to offer better products, better services, fairer fees.
And you've actually initiated or put up three steps to make banking better for all.
Yeah, so the customer-owned banking sector and the website Better Banking for All gives your consumers a number of options to contact their MPs, you know, enlist their support and say, look, we want a fairer and more competitive banking sector in Australia.
One of them is to ask the Productivity Commission to review, an annual review, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's been some moves afoot that the Productivity Commission and some other parts of government will now start looking at the competition in the sector as a result of a recent financial services inquiry. And I think that's a great opportunity for the government to say, you know what, Australia has got a very competitive banking sector, but we need more people to know that credit unions exist and how do we make those entities even more viable for the average consumer.
And that it's not just an alternative, isn't it? It's an option.
It's a viable option. Look, I actually carry in my wallet all products, financial institution of a credit union. I do not carry one bank product in my wallet. And I think, you know, the ripe old age of 50-something, I have the capacity to buy a car, buy a house, save for retirement through a credit union. We offer everything for the average consumer.
And now, in the second step, you've asking also to increase capital or raising the capacity for customer-owned banking institutions to raise capital?
Yeah, so at the moment, customer-owned banking institutions create capital from the retained earnings or the profits we make. So that effectively means we're an intergenerational institution, which means the profit I make today will be left in the organisation for my kids and their kids and future generations to leverage and use the services from. But there will be times whereby we need to grow faster and access capital that should give us the option to actually compete with the banks at a much fairer level by raising capital for certain periods of time with consumers. It gives consumers more investment options and it gives the credit union more growth options.
And finally, to focus more on competition?
Competition should be the number one agenda point in the country, because the more we can get the level playing field for customer-owned banks to compete with the big four, then the better every consumer in this country will be. And I know through a simple comparison of interest rates, you're going to get great interest rates, fairer fees, and higher standards of service. Surely we should all be looking for that.
And at the end of the day, we should look after what works for us best, isn't it?
Absolutely. Keep it simple. You know, work with people you can trust. And if it works for you, use that institution and try to get somewhere, you know, quickly.
Thanks very much, John Tansevsky from the Community First Credit Union.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.